A hero is one who acts. A hero is one who acts. Have you ever thought about that? Are you a hero, one who acts? Are you a hero, one who accomplishes results, who gets results, who achieves the goal they're after? If you think that there is a problem on earth, are you one who is trying to make it change or make it go away or bring about happiness or something? Or if there's a problem in life, do you put a new cause in motion? Are you a hero who puts a new cause in motion? A hero has to be somebody very, very special, and is someone very, very special, because a hero is not someone who is the status quo. He's not someone who looks at it and says, well, that's the way it is. You're going to have to live with it. That's the problem you got. You're getting older. You're having all these diseases. You're having all these problems. You're living in that sort of a environment where those problems exist. There's no way you can get around them. There's nothing you can do about it. Well, what does a hero do? A hero says, all is in divine order now. All is in divine order now. A hero doesn't look at the conditions and say, those are what are must be happening. Those are things that must be taking place. Those are things that there's nothing you can do about it. It's too big for me or too big for anybody. There's nothing you can do about it. But a hero looks at life's experiences and immediately says of life's experiences, all is in divine order. Immediately says, all is in divine order. Now is the time for these things to happen in their perfect divine right order. Now is the time. Now is the time. And when the hero speaks its words, the action takes place. Whatever is necessary to bring the new illusion, the new experience, the new truth into evidence takes place. And that's all there's to it. That's all there's to it. Now, am I confident enough in our convictions, in what we believe? Are we confident enough in what we know to be the truth to speak our word and demonstrate that truth? Or are we going to just be part of the program of negativity that goes downhill and stays there? It's up to us. It's up to us how we want to do it. Now, how do you want to do it? Are you a hero? Are you a hero? Are you a hero? Are you someone who knows the truth and demonstrates the truth? Who knows the truth and speaks it and reveals it in every single way of their life? Are you a person who is on top of yourself? You create your own illusions. You create your own experiences. You look at life and you see life reflected from within yourself. And within yourself, you have the truth. Within yourself, you have peace. Within yourself, you have harmony. Within yourself, you have balance. Within yourself, a hero lives from within itself. A hero does not live from appearances. The hero makes his own appearances. He makes his own expressions of life and brings them forth in beautiful, wonderful, dynamic, fantastic ways that the rest of the world would never have dreamed about. They just look at it and say, that's the way it goes. That's the way it is. That's the terrible thing about life. There's nothing you can do about it. But a hero says, I am the creator of my world. I am the creator of all life. Inside of me, I create the vision of beauty, harmony, peace, balance. I create all that is true. Inside of me, first I create it inside of me, and I keep knowing it inside of me. And as I know it inside of me, I bring it outwardly, beautifully, wonderfully, totally, in every area of my life. And it's a fantastic experience for me, because it's something that I love, and something that I am, and something that I know, and something that I reveal every moment of my life. Every moment of my life, I am a hero. Every moment of my life, I speak my word. Every moment of my life, I bring forth in my world what I see inside of me. Can I see a better world? Then I have that better world. Can I see harmony, peace, and love? Then I have harmony, peace, and love. Can I see all in divine order? Then I have all in divine order in my world. And my world is what I project out of my consciousness into expression all around me. And I see it revealed in every beautiful way. I see it done now because I'm a hero. Yes, and you're a hero too. You're a hero too. And it isn't a matter of how big it is. It isn't a matter of how small it is to be unimportant. It's a matter that it is done now. It is a matter that it is divine order right now. All is in divine order right now. All is peace right now. All is life dynamically, gloriously beautiful right now. And it is what I put into motion. I as the hero, you as the hero. We each are heroes constantly. And sometimes we're a hero of the negativity, and sometimes we're the hero of positivity. What is it that you're a hero of? I'm always a hero of the positive. I look at all in life and I think it positive. I have people coming into my world who sometimes bring along a negative experience. And they want to speak about it and talk about it and unfold it in my presence. And I just do not listen to it. I do not listen to it. I watch television and I do not listen to the negative. I hear news reports and I hear it only as a positive thing. I hear everything only as positive, uplifting, dynamic. I am the hero there. Yes, and that's what it is. Visualize yourself today as what you really are. You are the hero. You are the hero of all life. You are the hero of all experiences that go on. You are the hero that is only known now and forevermore. And because you're that hero, that's all that matters in life. That's all that matters in life. You're the hero. Yes, you are. And it's a wonderful thing to be, isn't it? It's a wonderful thing to be the hero, and everyone is a hero. Let's work on being a hero now. Clean up your consciousness as I clean up my consciousness, to only see what is good and beautiful, to only see what is joyous and harmonious, to only see what is right and lovely, to only see that which is the most beautiful thing in the world. And as I see that, that is what I am. And that's all that I am. That's all that I am, the beautiful, the harmonious. I am the fulfillment of all that is good. I am the fulfillment of all that is beautiful. Because that's who I am, and that's who you are. You are the creator of all the experiences in life because you see them inside of yourself and you give them ability to be. You give them the ability to be. I give them ability to be. And we can change that to know that all is in divine order. All is peace. All is harmony. All is goodness. All is right action. And as we say them, as we know that, that's our experience. Yes, we're the hero many times in life, and the world will not know it. But we do. We know that we see the world in divine right order. We see all as good. We see where there was a problem, there now is joy and peace and harmony. And it's there because we were the hero to, inside of ourselves, create that peaceful experience, that create that loving experience, that joyous experience, that marvelous experience of all is in divine order now. Are you a hero? Oh, you bet your life you're a hero, and you're a wonderful hero. Am I a hero? You bet I'm a hero. We're all heroes, and let's be positive heroes, now and forevermore. And as a hero, love your world, because you created it. And as a hero, I love my world. I created it. I love you. I love you. I love you.